It's a blue world, alone. G'day, Guffners.
Oh, no.
Governor.
Where'd you get that from?
I don't know, actually. Actually, my old mate Marcus. Marcus Warwick. I haven't seen him
for
a very long time.
Well, it's stuck to you permanently.
Yeah, he's a good bloke. But yeah, thanks for listening to the State the Real podcast. I'm here with Peter Betros, Leon Proestos.
Yo.
And we've got a good mate of mine, Shannon Boyd.
Welcome, hey, boys. Shannon. Thanks, guys.
Welcome
thanks
to the
for
show,
having me on.
Episode 11.
Thanks for having me on.
We've entered the double digits, so we're a pretty big deal now.
Going all out, too, tonight.
Going all out. Yeah.
Arms, you're
feeling very honored.
Very special treatment to the special guest.
Well,
That's true.
Yeah, that's very true.
We are at the Oz Australian Arms Hotel, so we've got the room upstairs. They're going to put food on for us.
A little bit of finky food?
Yeah, well, apparently we get happy hour breaks for an hour.
Yeah, we do.
Makes sense, happy hour. One thing, though, quickly. Double digits, 10. Last week was double digits.
This is 11, boys.
Yep. That's double digits.
Double digits.
We do. Double digits.
How was your week, boys? Real estate-wise, Shannon will get stuck on you soon. It's going to be very fun talking about what you do, but we're very boring real estate agents, so...
I just signed a deal up just before I got here, so I'm in a good mood.
Finally.
What do you mean, finally?
Negative. For the last 4 weeks, I've been talking about the end of the earth. Mate, Oh, we won't go through this story. What about the Corona story? When we're Corona.
Which
happened.
One?
We're like, why isn't my on that group? Oh. He's like locked up. His doors are locked. He's got 55,000 rolls of toilet paper, 2,500 cans of tuna, and he had like a block of cheese this big.
Yeah, cheese was huge. Your condiments.
Boys,
like
I was a little bit. I was a little bit nervous, but it was a pretty big deal. Like, you know, the world was ending.
Well, it didn't, and you've got a deal done. So what? What'd you get done, mate? What'd you get signed
a
up?
A villa in Kingswood.
Nice.
So in Kingswood.
Oh, can I say how much?
Can I say? You know what? I won't say the address, but we got half a mil for it, so, you know.
Half a mil, that sounds like it's expensive.
Yeah, it sounds way better, right?
But it's 500,
half a mil, baby.
Very good.
Nah, good on you, mate.
How'd you guys go? Any deals or what?
Nah, we suck.
Yeah.
Nah, Trent does. I've got two called off this week, signed up one today.
Yeah.
In South Penna, got a new one coming on, which is a
cracker. Via commission, baby.
25 Tanya Avenue, first open on Saturday, pool, 3-bed, cracker.
Yeah.
Is Trent the only one that gets his sales posted on Facebook?
Posted on Facebook? Yeah. There's a few reasons for that, but I don't want to discuss that.
Okay. Yeah.
One is, can't discuss.
Because I sell heaps, that's why.
Yeah, that's it. No, it's funny. Look,
me Jordan really... Street went through today. That's paid his 10%. That was one that I didn't think was going to happen, and it's happened. So.
But what Boyd is trying to say, and that's Shannon Boyd, for everyone else out there, is that why is it that Trent Waters are the only ones that pop up on our Facebook page for sale? That are sold because I think he's the only one that shares them directly. I think.
Yeah.
No, I believe it's because there's a lot of turnover.
Mm.
And what a gun agent.
I've sold like 7 and I haven't got one up there. So someone posting them obviously doesn't like me in the office. I better know who that is too.
You are the only real estate agent I know whose video went viral for going back to work last year. So like that is good.
What time she is? I'm gonna get my money right.
Now that we're here, we can break the ice. That was the worst video I've ever seen.
Are you serious?
That was a crap.
He did get a listing from it though.
You got heaps of listings from it. Did you like it though?
Yeah, I love it.
No, I remember my first 1,000 views video too.
Shannon Boyd in with that. Shannon Boyd, obviously, mate, I've known you for a while. We played soccer together. We grew up together.
Yep.
You're a part-time school teacher.
No, not really. Not for 12 months now.
Yeah.
So full-time. What would you call yourself? What is your description?
He's a finger painter.
This is good. Yeah.
Not a bad joke. Sorry, bro.
Basically, like, technically, I'm an illustrator and graphic designer, but... Obviously, I've earned my crust now as a mural artist, but I basically do all forms of art. So, street art, graffiti, illustration, design, digital art.
Paid thug.
Pretty much. And that's funny because we'll get into that.
That is awesome.
Good. Yeah, so, good so, like, did you discover this passion by illegally breaking the law, graphing up the public?
Not at all.
Like, that's what's funny because, like, you know, people see me with a spray can in my hand and backward cap. Yeah, for sure. But not at all. I've only been using aerosol for 2 years, really, self-taught. I met an amazing artist from New Zealand who happened to be in Penrith doing the High Street Depot Cafe.
Yeah.
And I went up and I knew who he was and I got really excited. I was like, what's he doing in Penrith kind of thing. He took the time to look at my work. I've drawn since I was a kid, which is where it all started. And even becoming a teacher was from that story, my kindy teacher kind of called my mum up and said, oh, you know, like, she was thinking, what's he done kind of thing, like, or crap, what's he done kind of thing, getting called up to the school. And, yeah, it turned out I was a pretty good drawer for a five-year-old, and then it just started from there, and I've always drawn since. And then I went to uni, did graphic design at uni, and then did my master's of teaching on top of that. But just got really kind of bored from teaching. I didn't really enjoy it, and I kind of thought, this is what I should be doing. So, yeah, just 2 years now in, did it part-time alongside teaching, and my teaching days started getting less and less.
Yeah.
And got a lot of opportunities around my hometown and area, which I'm very grateful for, and
done a
rest
lot
is kind of history. And I've been full-time 2 weeks from now. I'll be 12 months full-time, and, I've taught 6 casual days in 12 months.
Yeah, right. So are you busy at the moment? Like,
I've got a couple of months booked ahead. I've got a lot of schools coming up that I've locked in. I'm painting
like the school world, and you're painting it up.
Absolutely. I've done murals for 6 schools in the last 12 months. Painting a local fire station at the moment for their 50th anniversary, which is cool. And yeah, just looking forward to trying to keep it going, really. And
question for you, how many do you have running at the moment? Like, how many jobs do you usually have going?
Okay, so at the moment I've got the one mural project. I do a lot of home commissions too. So obviously I do a lot of illustration from home, commission paintings from home. I've got 5 private commissions at home that are on the go at the moment. And then
when
I've got,
say at home, you're working on them at home.
I've got a home studio, which I set up when I built last year, and that was always going to happen. So that was non-negotiable with my missus. It's a double garage, height and ceiling. Where turned into a studio, Cadence.
Oh, nice.
Yep. So
you built from last time we chat. Is that right?
Did.
Yeah.
We bought the land in 2017, and the land registered a year later, and we've built there. We moved in last September, built with Aiden Brook Homes.
And how are you finding Cadence?
Love it. Yeah, it's a bit frustrating, obviously, because obviously everyone's building around you. Yeah. But we've got a really good spot. There's no one opposite us. We got the little floodway opposite us, and we look at the uni, and that's really good because we've got something to look at.
Going in there,
yeah,
as well,
that's
now
happening. It's full on, like just like like all of Penrith, like just roadworks.
Just a woolly pops in and gives you another 200k in your house. Is that your vendor?
It wasn't me.
Well, we're pretty happy with Cadence, like compared to where we did look at and could have potentially gone to. From what we've heard, Cadence is going to do pretty well for us, and
yeah, it's a very central location.
Absolutely, the M4. Exit and entry as well. So,
Shannon, so what? Obviously, what you've recently done in the last couple of years, let us know what you've done. I know you obviously did Jess Fox and Nathan Cleary at the PCYC. What else have you done?
Yeah, so did the PCYC wall, kept in touch with them. Got to do some private work for Nathan as well for his house. Did a LeBron painting for his living room. And
nice.
That was really good. Kept in touch with him, still do. Heard he's playing tonight, which is good as well.
Yeah,
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, got to drive up and do the PCYC at Maitland near Newcastle as well through that, and kept in contact with them, and local boy Daniel Addy as well sits on the board there from PRD.
Yeah.
So opportunities there come up.
I don't name drop Daniel Addy, eh?
Yeah. Ooh. This is about us. This is a problem.
Ooh, well.
he's a good guy.
I'm all about community, you know?
He's all right. Yeah, you mentioned Joey Masters to me earlier today as well, so why don't you just go to the PRD?
Well,
I
got top. Hang on. No, actually, that's because Trent Waters told me that, Joey's going to be here tonight.
Joey said he was coming.
That's why you come.
Well, no, I came because, you know, like Trent. Okay, I thought Trent was all right. Go on.
Trent's all right. Your highest profile person would be Nathan Cleary, then?
Highest profile person I've done a commission for, yeah. My biggest client's probably Adidas, which I can say, which is pretty cool. I did a live artwork for a Adidas boot launch in Sydney, in Alexandria, which was when I was doing it part-time. That was televised, Channel 7. Yeah, no, I got some free gear through Ultra Football. Yeah, I got a lot of Adidas gear.
Really?
Why wearing Nike then?
He is wearing Nike.
Because I just do it. Yeah, that was pretty cool. And I get overwhelmed a little bit with, when you don't often think about the clients you've had and what you've actually done. I think anyone's like that. You kind of think, oh yeah, it's going all right, but then you reflect a bit. But no, it's going really well. And Bondi Seawall was obviously, like, anyone can apply for that, but it's really smart because it gets you a lot of exposure, especially over summer.
Now, Trent has a new office coming up in Cranbrook in a month.
Yeah, he keeps telling me. He's been telling me about it for 3 years.
Yeah, it's taken a while, but we're getting there.
Yeah, boys, we just haven't really announced that. We're at the Aussie Arms, and we're about 12 people up here in the top level. Penrith versus Rabbitohs game's about to start.
Yeah, we're going to be able to watch.
We've got finger foods coming up, flat stick.
For free.
So
for
let's
free.
Start the predictions. So who's going to win?
Hang on. I was going to ask one more thing. I love your enthusiasm. Very enthusiastic.
It's not paramedic. I'm going to start my own show. I'm leaving. I'm going to start my own show. Here,
Trent?
Hey?
Who organised us up here tonight? What was her name?
So Ange from downstairs, the manager here, she said, why don't you just come up and do the podcast here and we'll put the food on and watch the footy after the podcast. And we went, oh, yeah, why not? Why not?
Yeah, great idea.
Might do it every Thursday now. But
so, all right. The game's on tonight, and I'm getting involved in the footy this year. I'm
Who's playing?
Penrith Panthers, the team I go for against the Rabbitohs.
What Rabbitohs? Hang on. The what Rabbitohs?
Sorry?
The what Rabbitohs? So the Penrith Panthers and the...
Sydney Rabbitohs.
Which direction?
South.
Yeah! South Sydney Rabbitohs, correct.
So, yes.
What's
so,
the prediction then, mate?
Well, you
I
know,
mean, you've watched the game. So
we've got to
much,
work
so.
On that colloquialism because it's not rabbit toes, it's rabbitos.
Don't ask him how Parramatta had it. Fluent. Parramatta.
Listen, we're not going to do this whole thing. I was like, this is how I speak. We just need to accept. Anyways,
row.
Listen, we got a game here now. I'm just learning the game this year. Like, I understand the rules, but in terms of who's good and who's not, I don't care because I'm a Penrith supporter. So, in my eyes, Penrith will win.
What's the margin?
I say the score is going to be 16-12.
Oh, nice. That's all right.
Yeah, that's all right.
You're Penrith 1-12.
Exactly.
Okay.
What do you
I thought he might have said 7-3. Like, I was thinking NHL.
Let me go to our special guest, Shannon. Shannon, what's your prediction? I want you to do three things for me.
Oh.
Winner, margin, and two score a try any time. Go.
Definitely.
So Panthers are going to win. I think it's going to be a field goal too. So I reckon it's going to be, I'm going to go 15-10.
15-10.
Yeah, I'm going different tonight. Good. I'm going different tonight. Yeah.
Penrith 15.
100%. 15-10. And anytime try scorer is, well, I'm going to go with a Rabbitohs one is going to be Campbell Graham because he's been scoring a lot of tries for Rabbitohs. Well. And I've gone with kick out, obviously, for a try because he's always good for one. And he loves his footy.
Yeah, nice. All right. Well, that's good. I find it funny because we've all invited someone here today, and behind Shannon is Lockie. Now, Lockie Jackson's played a bit of footy in his time. I think I'm going to ask him now. He played for the Sharks.
Yeah, he did.
Not South Sydney. But what I've seen whilst Shannon was putting these things together was he was following what Shannon said. So I reckon.
Well, that's your fault.
But Lockie has the bet on that you've just said then, Shannon. So see how it goes. And my brother's here, Benny, my younger brother. He's here as well.
The one that hit Mitchell Stark out of the park.
Four sixes.
That's yeah.
It. Was it four or three, Ben? I was only three. I exaggerated the story. They were both lies, my stories. We have to do episode two again. Copyright reasons. All right, my prediction is this. Now that I know, I heard a bit of early news that Kick Out and Cleary were out as well as Mansell. But it's
why are they out?
Mansell's definitely out.
I heard a rumour. Mansell's out. Kick out and Cleary are both playing. Now, if you watched them last week versus Storm, they were exceptional, incredibly. I'm predicting Penrith in a real tight one. Penrith by 2 points. Anytime try scorer to be the one and only Latrell Mitchell.
Wow.
So Penrith by two, Latrell Mitchell to score anytime.
Yeah, I've got him on one. I've got Latrell.
I think Panthers will win. I think they'll dominate him.
Domination.
28-10.
Like Liverpool did this morning?
4-0, baby.
Hey.
Did you have to?
Did you have to?
Yeah, I did. Hey. I woke up in the morning, I've seen a story.
4-0. I woke up, it was a great game.
Didn't watch it? You are not a true supporter.
I watched it in the morning. It was a great game.
Sorry.
Mohamed Salah scored. Mane.
Who did Masala?
Mohamed Salah.
Oh, he said Masala. That's my money.
This is a great game. We're literally very close to winning the comp. Chelsea are going to beat Man City and we're going to win the comp.
Nice. So,
But yeah, for Panthers, I think it's 28-10. Anytime try scorer is going to be Brent Nadine's back into the team this week. He's going to score two.
Awesome.
But yeah, anytime. Yeah.
Cody, just edit out my
Cody, what's your
score.
What's your bet, Cody?
I'm just going to come in here.
He's done the Panthers proud.
This guy.
I'm going to go Penny Panthers 13 plus. Viliami kick out anytime. Dane Gagai anytime. First try converted.
How much do you have on that? $5.
Correct. Shannon's bet actually wasn't 15-10. It was 17-10.
Let's I panicked.
Jumped the gun.
Well,
left himself short.
What happened was I got a bit flustered and looked down and realised you two aren't wearing socks and I was a bit. bit upset. So
they don't wear
they're both
socks.
Not wearing. Look, oh, they're the ankle ones.
Ankle ones.
Oh, they're good. Those little tight ankle socks. Is it, boys? Do you wear the shorter shorts, pants, long trousers? Hang on, long shorts and short pants. Is that any particular reason, or just a fashion thing?
Mate, if you look at the, cool people in Australia,
they don't wear hats indoors.
Hey?
Nothing?
They don't wear socks, yeah.
No, look, I think that's what I was going to say. So Cody wears it because he's got some tattoos on his ankles.
Yeah, that's fair.
So does Lockie.
But look, boys, matching. Usually we have a bit of a structure. Tonight we've gone off it. But
we've gone completely.
I want to bring a topic up. So, boys, I was pretty bored. I was sitting at home. Like, you know, I was just killing time.
You had a day off.
I wasn't planning to. This was at the end of the day, by the way. So this day in particular, I decided, you know what, I had a really bad week and I just need to take a day off, turn the phone off, which I never do. You know that I'm a stress head. I'm stressing now.
I know you turned it off because, hang on, just let me cut in quickly, because I messaged and said, do you want to play the maps? And he didn't respond.
Yeah, and I was done. I wasn't happy. So I was really stressed out. I was like, you know, I'm going to download. I was like reading up this thing about horoscopes and how the stars align. I don't really know if I believe it. I don't know if yous do. Anyways, I'm looking at the app and it's like, today's a day of relaxation. You have a lot of workload, but you need to take it off, which you're not currently used to. Ooh. And I started getting goosebumps, boys. Do the stars know what's going on?
Oh, that's a good one. I've got a funny story about that right now, too, actually.
What did you do, though, to relax?
Oh, I'll tell you
later. Just turned my phone off and watch TV.
Funny story. The buyer I signed up with today, okay, for a place in South Penrith, he said he went up to Nelson's Bay to look at a property. If he found the property he liked, he then could accept the offer that he has now accepted.
I'm glad.
And he said when he went to the news agency, he went to this girl to put on the lotto. And he said, she says, you're going to get a win. You're lucky you're going to get a win.
Yeah.
And then he goes, if I get a win, I'm selling my house. He said something like that. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. He won $4,000 on the lotto.
Really?
You need one more number to get the full thing.
That night?
Yeah. He won, they're going tomorrow to home to collect $4,000.
Wow. Oh
my God.
Yeah. So I was like, that's incredible, that. And now I've sold his house.
He said that, and then he won.
Yeah, but horoscopes wise, Emma, my wife, is huge on them.
Really?
She's like, yeah, but I just feel Leon personally, and I don't know what Shannon and Trent think, but they're so generalized. It's like, today you're going to have great luck, and then that might mean for me, I've just lost $955 in the pokies, but then I walk down the street and find $50. Is that great luck? Do you put it back in the pokey or do you keep walking?
Well, you got to try to get it back, baby. I'm the same way, but the fact that I don't take days off, like ever. And then one day that I did, I'm looking at my horoscope and it like hacked into my brain and knew what was going on.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know about the daily ones and the weekly ones like you said, Peter, but the general horoscopes of what you're like. I know, for instance, like you said, the description, I'm an Aries, and everything that describes an Aries, apparently, it's pretty spot on if I look at who I am as a person. But I don't buy into the, oh, you're going to have great fortune this week. Well, you can make your own good fortune, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, like
so you believe the generalization of the traits associated.
The traits associated to your personality.
I've never read it, I don't know.
For sure. Like,
I'm a Virgo.
But I mean, I feel like I could predict a very vague assumption for anyone during the week. You're going to have mixed fortunes this week. Well, no shit. Like, you're going to have a good and a, you know.
That's true, but it was pretty accurate that Leon, who doesn't have a day off very often at all, has had a day
off. It just gave me the good. I just started to bring it up. I just wanted to see what people, people follow it or they're not.
And what are you? What's your?
I'm a Virgo.
Okay.
Virgo. So I'm a go-getter, apparently.
Okay.
So
what's a Cancer? What am I?
What's your date of birth then? Is that what you asking what month Cancer is?
No, I'm Cancer, yeah. July 2nd, my birthday next Thursday. Next potty is my birthday.
Ooh.
All right, so we're all going to sing to me.
Oh, we'll do that, 100%. Last podcast of the season. This is a penultimate one tonight. Next week's going to be
our last one.
For the season.
For the season.
And then we'll have a month or so off and we'll come back on. But, boys, I want to bring something back that we haven't done for a while. The last part of the podcast before we watch the Mighty Panthers take on the Rabbitohs.
Hell yes.
Song of the Week. Now, you might not have one. Song of the Week going again.
Now, Song of the Week's good. I missed it.
Song of the Week. I'll start off because I brought it up. You boys can have a look on your phone. See what's been most recently played. But something, I was actually out.
Does it have to be a song that is played on the radio modern or just our song of the week?
Whatever you want.
Excellent.
Whatever you want. Whatever you listen to.
Okay.
I'm a YouTube Red subscriber. So my favorite song, my song of the week isn't actually a song. I'm going to go with an old group.
Yep.
Mercury.
Oh, yeah.
Queen.
Yeah.
Hell yes. Which one?
Nah, not a song. Just all of Queen. Like,
yeah.
They're just, I've been really.
That's my go-to karaoke, Queen.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. What about you, Trenno? What have you been listening to?
I'm on the acoustics at the moment. I'm listening to Vance Joy. I love Vance Joy. He's good. I can't wait to, like, Love it. He's the best.
He's on Super. Who said crackling in the crowd? Who was that?
It was Benny.
Benny, nice. Benny. Get it. See how the boys, just by the way, the crowd, see the subtitles up here when we've been saying applause and that? You haven't been doing it, so please lift your game up, please.
My favourite song at the moment is I'm With You, Vance Joy. So
that's cute.
It's beautiful,
man.
It's like, it's a very lovely song, but it's a great song. I'm trying to play it on guitar at the moment. I suck. I only know Smoke on the Water, but...
I thought you'd suck at the guitar because you wouldn't be good with your... Like, your coordination with your fingers wouldn't be good. And why I'm saying that is because... you played Shipman and got 6 kills.
That's very different, man.
In Call of Duty. I'm pretty sure it's... He's using your fingers. Would you agree, Leon, that is a bad effort?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Oh, it's
sorry for living, Nate. Cody's sorry for living
too, because he watched it live.
Yeah, it was my first time ever. Sorry, guys. Right,
what about Pointer? What's your
us, Lockie.
Well, I've been watching a lot of sport movies lately, like the old, like, you know, remember the Titans and those, you know, NFL movies on Disney and Netflix and We Are Marshall, Moneyball. Ventura Highway by America. Great song. Put it on the Hilux. Just drive. Unreal. If you've never heard of it, check it out.
Do you know it, Codes? You look like you know.
Codes will add it in.
The beautiful I reckon that if you heard it, you'd know it.
Well, we're going to hear it now. So listeners right now are listening to it whilst you're talking, which is great. 100%
they are. 100% they
are. Is it Kanye West? And he goes like, I'm all the way up. Is that Kanye?
It is, yeah.
Yeah?
It's an old song, but yeah.
Yeah, it's an oldie, but like I'm going in the listening appointment and it's like, I'm all the way up. I'm like, let's go. Haven't got a listen this week.
All right, what about quickly listening on the week? Leon, what do you have coming up?
I've got an auction that's going to be coming to the market next week. It's 131 Adelaide Street. It's a bit of a development site. Could be a mixed kind of using. Guide $5.99. Sellers want it sold. It's going to be great. It's going to be a crack. Auctions are picking up again. We have tons in the office. And we're getting great results, boys. Like, there's bidders showing up. They're putting up the paddles, and we're selling.
Yeah.
We're getting some really good results. And mate, as I said earlier, I've had four call off this week. A couple have been extended, one tomorrow, one for Tuesday next week. But that's four deals in a week.
So you got the tab tonight, yeah?
Yeah, I'll take it. But my other thing of the week was, I already spoke about 25 Tanya Avenue earlier in South Penrith.
Century?
3 bed, 1 bath. Yeah, 13th century circuit.
Yeah.
5 bed, 3 bath, 3 living, pool, 800 square metre block, triple car ride.
Massive
triple
home.
Triple car garage. It's going to be going to auction on the 25th of July. Guide 749. It's going to be a ripper.
It is going to be good.
Trainer?
Big game. Oh, I've got a really nice one in Mulgoa Rise, which is coming on Monday.
Oh, yeah. We sent that on Tuesday.
Cracker. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Eden Bray. It's only 12 months old.
Unreal.
Oh, mate. You should see it. It's 4 beds, 3 living areas, 2 bathrooms. It's Smith. Got good mountain views.
Mountain views. Beautiful there.
Yep.
Great home.
You've got another one coming up too, Trent, that we've seen on Tuesday.
Yeah.
In Cranbrook, overlooking the mountains as well, right near my one on Antonia. 12 in,
Oh, Graham. That's Graham Close. Yeah, that's a good one. 4 beds, couple living areas, single garage, double carport, renovated. That's $6.99 or $7.59. That'll go nuts.
Good stock.
All right, boys. Well, I think that's a wrap. I think that's it. It was great having you on. Give us one more plug. Plug your business one more time. Plug your business, like just who you are and your phone number.
If you need any murals in Penrith, anywhere, really.
So if you're after any graphic design, illustration or mural art, just Shannon Boyd, Instagram, Shannon Boyd Art.
Thanks for coming on, mate. Appreciate you coming on. Shannon Boyd
Art.
Thanks
for having me.
Follow him on Instagram, boys. That's the best way.
You've actually got a fair few followers, mate.
Website's coming soon. Website's actually launching in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
With blog posts and videos and a shop as well. So plenty going on there.
How many followers you got?
Nearly
3,000.
Yeah, just under. Yeah. Just under. So, I remember I think I had 300 just over a year and a half ago. So, that's pretty nice. But no, just thanks for having me on.
All right, we're done. We're going to watch the game. And all right, everyone, I'm going to catch you later. See ya. Now, everyone start making noise when we leave.
Yeah. Cheers, later. Bye.